Hey, it's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farah. You're with us here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we talk to a political writer who says that funding cuts to the UW system, particularly the UW Extension, have hurt what it means to be a Wisconsinite.
First, in 1789, there has been an appointed chaplain in the U.S. House of Representatives. The chaplain delivers a prayer before each day's proceedings.
Since its establishment, there have been 60 official chaplains and numerous guest chaplains who are invited to deliver prayers before the U.S. House.
Here's an example of some of the invocations you may hear on the House floor.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for a brand new day, for all the opportunities and possibilities that come with this day. We thank you for another opportunity to be better. Thank you for the blessed opportunity to
do better. Our respective faiths remind us that the measure of society is how we treat the most vulnerable, the orphan, the widow, the stranger in our midst. God bless the members of this House.
Today, I lift up a prayer to each member of the Congress, and I ask you to give them the wisdom they need to govern and pass laws in favor of your people.
Those are just a sampling of addresses given by rabbis, pastors, preachers, and so on, who are sponsored by members of Congress to deliver the opening invocation before House sessions.
But one organization says that one of its members, a former pastor, was denied the ability to deliver a secular invocation to the House of Representatives because the applicant is an atheist.
Now, the Madison-based Freedom from Religion Foundation is suing on behalf of its co-president, who was denied the ability to speak before the House.
Dan Barker is the co-president of the Freedom from Religion Foundation and applied to deliver the invocation. He joins us now to talk about the lawsuit. Dan, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, happy to be here. I love your show.
Thank you so much. Well, in your words, why are you and the Freedom from Religion Foundation suing the House chaplain and by extension Paul Ryan and some of the chaplain staff?
I would love nothing more than to be able to participate in my government by solemnizing this very venerable act, a session of Congress, with words of encouragement and words to the higher power of we the people. And just like some of these other invocations that you heard, we atheists and agnostics also believe in the values of this country and the values of morality and equality and fairness. And Representative Pocan asked the chaplains to allow me to give a secular invocation. And after about a two-year saga, the chaplain officially turned me down.
Did Representative Pocan solicit you, or did you seek him out to ask to do this?
It was both. We know each other. He's our representative here in Madison, so he's a friend. And about 2 years ago, two of our attorneys happened to be in D.C. and just dropped in on the chaplain's office and spoke with some of the staff there, who did not say no, but who presented three requirements for someone to be able to give the be a guest chaplain for the secular invocation.
And what were those three things?
You have to be invited by a member of the House, which is how we then contacted Pocan and said, look, if in order for me to do it, the chaplain serves there as at the pleasure of the House members. So Pocan said, sure, you're in my district. I represent you. And the Freedom from Religion Foundation is an established, well-known institution here. The second is that you have to be ordained, as what they said. And the third is that you cannot address the members of the House. You must address a higher power. So I basically met all three of those, although we have subsequently found out that the chaplain does not require other guest chaplains to meet all of those requirements.
Did you see these three requirements in writing?
No, it was just that she told us that, and there's nothing in writing, actually. The two Roman Catholic staff members who work for the Jesuit chaplain basically told Sam Grover, Andrew Seidel, our attorneys, that these were the requirements.
So one of them that you mentioned was invoking a higher power. How did you do that, being an atheist?
Well, there are tens of millions of good Americans who do not believe in a supernatural higher power. But we can invoke a higher power of reason, for example. And in the United States of America, in the draft remarks that I presented to the chaplain, basically points out that in this country, there is no higher power than we, the people. We are a proudly rebellious country. We fought a Revolutionary War to kick out the sovereign, the king, the lord, the master. The only higher power we have in this country is we, the people. So I can address that higher power.
And so obviously that's open to interpretation if you're a person of organized religious faith, say the Catholic Church, that's not going to be the same definition of a higher power. I mean, are you willing to debate that?
Well, exactly. And our question is, how can a government official be deciding who is in and who is out? Who has the correct religious views? Who has the correct interpretation of a higher power and who doesn't? He's an officer of a secular Congress, and there should be no religious test for public office, our Constitution says. So he might have an idea of what a higher power is, but it's not his business to dictate to the rest of us what we must think about religious or philosophical matters.
Now, you were asked to submit your remarks. As you said, this unfolded over the course of 2 years. Can you tell us some about, putting aside the higher power, what you were planning to say had you been permitted to give the invocation?
Yes. I was going to say that America is becoming much more diverse. Right now, Christianity is about 70%, although about 97% of the prayers have been Christian prayers over this time. The fastest growing religion, I put that word in quotes, the fastest growing religion in the United States right now is non-religion, including tens of millions of atheists and agnostics who do not believe that there is a higher spirit, higher spiritual power. But in my remarks, I plan to say, if he'll let me do this, we can invoke the spirit, in quotes, the spirit of founding father and founding patriot Thomas Paine, for example, who is very anti-Christian, very deistic, or the spirit of Thomas Jefferson, or the spirit of freedom and liberty and justice for all. Those kinds of spirits we non-believers can invoke, and why not? This is our country, and our Congress would be better off with that viewpoint represented in those halls.
Do you think that what you had intended to say was in keeping with the intention of the invocation at each day's beginning of Congress?
Yes, it is, because the whole intention of the invocation is to solemnize the proceedings. And we atheists and agnostics can certainly solemnize. I'm still using my Christian ordination to perform weddings and memorial services, and they know that I'm an atheist, and yet my performance at these services, in fact, the chaplain of the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs allowed me to perform a non-religious wedding at that military base. And it was solemnizing a very important event. So, yes, we think the government would be better off by allowing the views of good atheists and agnostics and pointing out the diversity in our country.
We're talking with Dan Barker right now, co-president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And he's talking with us because he was recently denied, is that right? I mean, the lawsuit is recent, but
the lawsuit was this week. We filed on the National Day of Prayer, and the denial was in January. The official written denial was in January.
So we're talking about this denial to lead an invocation at the House of Representatives on the grounds. What were the grounds? Because you were an atheist, because you did not invoke the higher power?
Well, because in the denial, the chaplain said that my ordination is no longer valid because I am no longer a true minister of the gospel. Since I changed my views, suddenly my ordination to solemnize ceremonies is no longer valid. So to us, that means that he doesn't like atheists. To us, it means that he thinks there's a supernatural higher power that must be invoked rather than the real world higher power that we non-believers should invoke and should govern our daily lives.
So this lawsuit you have going forward, what are the grounds?
Well, we're suing on the Establishment Clause, that his actions are respecting an establishment of religion. We're suing under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which places an undue burden on my exercise of religion as a non-religious person. And the First Amendment, of course, uses that word religion to include non-religion. It's not just freedom of religion, but it's freedom from religion. We're suing under the constitutional prohibition against a religious test for public office. So a guest chaplain would be a public office, and yet putting a religious test on that violates our Constitution.
And a representative from Speaker Ryan's office, now he's part of this group that you're suing, he told our producer earlier in an email that, quote, "We do not believe that the case has merit, and we anticipate moving to dismiss it soon," end quote. So what are you hoping to accomplish?
Well, even if they do move to dismiss, they're agreeing that their officer in the secular Congress is discriminating. They think they have the freedom and the right to discriminate against good Americans who don't share the religious views of the majority. So we're hoping at least to point out the fact that our government is discriminating against a good segment, a fast-growing segment of the population. What we really want is to be allowed, for any atheist to be allowed. For centuries, for many, many decades, no atheists have ever been allowed to address Congress. In fact, Ernestine L. Rose, back in the 1800s, was barred from addressing Congress because she was an open feminist atheist.
And I suppose it's worth pointing out that in this group you're talking about, the people who identify as nuns, there are a large group of people who identify as having some spirituality.
Yeah, nuns, like N-O-N-E.
Right, and it's not just atheists and...
Exactly.
It's a different group of people that we're seeing come up.
At least half of them are atheists and agnostics.
And I want to just ask you briefly, are you opposed to this entire practice of the invocation, or would you just like to be included as part of it for atheists?
Most of our members are opposed, like James Madison was opposed to congressional chaplains, but we're not challenging the chaplaincy itself right now in this lawsuit.
And we'll leave it there. Dan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Speaking there with Dan Barker, co-president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, he joined us to talk about having his application denied to deliver a secular invocation to the House of Representatives by the Office of the Chaplain, and his organization is filing a lawsuit.